Have your Bible turn with us tonight to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Amen. I want to preach just a little while this evening. God will be my help on this thought. Our hiding place. Amen. Our hiding place. As we think about this, I was thinking on this and how the Bible says that we're hid in Christ. Amen. And I just praise the Lord that we are. I praise God that He's keeping me. I don't have to try to keep myself. Because if I did, I'd find, hey, I've already failed me miserably many times. And I'm glad I don't have to try to keep me. Amen. I'm glad I've got a great big God. And the Bible says I'm in His hand. Amen. Glory be to God. It don't get no better than that. Amen. You can just go through this life. You can rejoice in Him. We can get together and worship and praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All the days that we gather together. All the days that we're not gathered together for the glory of God because of who He is. Amen. Praise His holy name. But I thank God that we have a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad tonight we got eternal life. Amen. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Ain't you? I'm glad I don't have to settle for second best. I'm glad I don't have to wonder where I'm going to go because my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise be to God. I've got a place prepared at the marriage supper. Amen. Glory be to God. When the table's set, when they spread her out, glory be to God, and my Savior girds Himself about and begins to serve, praise God, I'm going to be there. Amen. Hope you are too. Praise the Lord. Eternal life. And I will say tonight, eternal life, that's not joining a church. Amen. You can put your name on the roll in every church in Buncombe County, praise God, and that'll not get you to heaven. Amen. Putting your name on the roll, hey, ain't going to get you into glory. Amen. It won't work. Hey, a lot of people think, well, I'm a member of such a church, so I'm going to get in. Amen. Hey, listen, that ain't going to get you in. You've got to be born again. Amen. Hey, a lot of people, we had a baptizing up here this evening. Hey, if there's anybody that needs baptizing, praise God, we got the baptismal full. Amen. If you need to be baptized, praise God, raise your hand. I'm aching to baptize somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. But hey, I won't say baptizing him. Praise God, it won't save you. Baptizing won't give you eternal life. Amen. It's just following in the commandments of God to be baptized, to go into that watery grave, praise God, looking unto Jesus, author, finisher of faith, and coming out victorious to serve Him in spirit and truth. Following in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So baptism will not. Water baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, praise God, won't get you to heaven. It won't work. Signing your name on a piece of paper won't get you to heaven. Baptism will not get you to heaven. This won't do it. Amen. Doing the best you can, praise God, won't get you to heaven. We can do the best we can, and we ought to. We ought to strive to do the best we can for the glory of God. Well, the Bible said we got to do, if we're children of God, we ought to do all things for the glory of God. Do all things as unto the Lord. I tell you what, if we could ever get that principle down, if everything that we do, praise God, we'd say, you know what, I'm going to do this for God's glory. You talk about a different people. Amen, praise God, there'd be a difference in us if we ever decided, praise God, we was going to do everything we do for the glory of God, that we might bring Him glory. Amen. But doing all these things, praise God, it won't get you into heaven. Amen. Eternal life is Christ within us. Amen. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible says this, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. What makes a difference in you, praise God, is Christ Jesus living down in the depths of your soul. It's Christ moving in, praise God, taking up His abode. Amen. Him kicking everything out with your help. You just said, hey, listen, I know I ain't clean vessel, but praise God, if you'll clean me up, I'll just surrender myself. I'll get out of the way and let go and let God. Yes. Amen. Amen. And God comes along, praise God, and he said, he came with that, glory to God, with that Holy Ghost bulldozer, he'll plow her out of there, praise God. Hey, there may be a lot of things your flesh may not like, there may be things your flesh will try to hold on to, but praise God, if we'll let her, praise God, with prayer and supplication, God will plow through there and plow that out of your life. Amen, praise God, and you'll get the feeling right nice. I tell you, when Jesus moves in, takes over, you begin to let Him be Lord of your life. Pray God, you get the can't help it. Amen. I'm talking about down the depths of your soul. Praise God, there's a peace. Praise God, that passes understanding. Amen. It don't get no better than that. Praise the Lord. Jesus moves in. Christ in you, praise God. The hope of glory. The hope He gives us. Amen. Hey, if you ain't got Jesus in your heart, pray God, you're hopeless. My old granddaddy used to preach over at the old Oak Grove Church, and he had somebody come up, fall on their face, and cry out to the Lord, ask to forgive our sin, come in their heart. And they'd jump up, weeping, tears run down their face. My papa, he'd run around, praise God. Old Hanker, just a fly and a jump and a shout, praise God. He'd say, praise God, praise God. They got hope, they got hope. Amen. Amen. Pray, hey, ain't nothing like getting hope. Amen. Amen. We're living in a hopeless society. Hey, we are. Ain't nothing to hope for. There's a lot of people say, well, you know, I hope I get rich. I hope I can win the lottery. I hope I can have a big house. I hope I can have a nice job. You know what I hope? I hope they get a hold of Jesus and Jesus get a hold of them. Amen. Then they get hope. Amen. Praise the Lord, I'm looking for some hope. What our people need is hope. Hope's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 14, verse 19, Jesus said this to the disciples. He says, because I live, ye shall live also. Amen. Jesus said, hey, listen, fellas. He said, because I live. I want to say tonight, praise God, just as sure as Jesus is alive, amen. Hey, praise. We've got sister done sung about it tonight. He's alive. He's alive. Praise God in glory. He's alive. Yes, amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. Where He rightly deserves to be. Praise God to make intercession for me and you. Amen. To lift us up. Praise God when we've fallen down. To pick us up when we can't walk. And to carry us. Praise God when we lack strength. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's what He told the disciples. He said, hey, because I live, ye shall live also. He said, you can have life, praise God, in abundance because I live. Ain't you glad tonight He lives? Amen. Ain't you glad tonight He's alive? Praise God forevermore. Amen. Boy, the devil don't like that. Hey, man, he just almost tried to run his arm down my throat, tried to jerk my tonsils out when I said that. He don't like it, praise God, when you tell somebody that Jesus, praise God, He's alive. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, He's alive. Thank God, He's alive. Paul tells us here, he's talking to the Colossians, and he tells, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. You see what... What's wrong with America today? What's wrong with both of us? We don't set our goals high enough. Amen. We should have some loftier goals than what we have. Amen. We should. We should be seeking a loftier lofts and higher heights, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. We should be expecting God to be doing more for us. I think our expectations aren't high enough. Amen. We say, well, you know, I don't know if God can. I want to tell you, there's nothing impossible, my God. Amen. There's nothing that He can't do. So, well, preacher, you just don't understand. You don't realize that my husband's a drunkard. You don't realize my children have lost their mind. You don't realize what's taking place. I don't, but God does. And there's nothing impossible with Him. Amen. Amen. We have a blessed hope. We have a risen Savior. Praise God. We have an advocate with the Father. Yes, sir. Amen. What's wrong with America today is we've quit hitting our knees and falling upon our face and crying out to a righteous God. Amen. We need to do it one more time. Praise the Lord. He said, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. That's where He deserves and desires to be. Amen. I want to say tonight, He earned that. Amen. He earned that. He came to earth. He bled and died. Praise God. God lifted him back up and restored the glory. Amen. We couldn't behold a look upon him in his glory. But praise be to God, he's in glory now. Amen. Bless his holy name. Praise it. I tell you, it's an amazing thing, praise God, how much God loved us. Could you imagine loving some old sinner enough, praise God, to send your own son to die for them? I can't imagine that. I can't imagine having one of my children die for some old sinner. But God said, he never held nothing back. But he let his son come and die for me and you. He said, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. See, our affection, I wonder where our affections are tonight. Our affections ought to be on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, Jesus told us, he said, we'd seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen? Yeah. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, all these other things, praise God, he said, God will take care of for you. Yeah. Amen? He said, never see the righteous forsaken, nor see the begging bread. Praise God, he'll not even have to get you a cup. Go sit on the street corner, try to make enough to get you something to eat before you go to bed. Praise God, God said he would supply the need. Amen. Hey, if God had to, he'd bankrupt heaven, praise God, for me and you. He loves us that much. But praise God, we've just got to realize that we've got a hiding place in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what he says in verse 3. Here we are. This is just the introduction. I'm just now getting to the text. I'm just now getting to where we want to preach just a minute tonight, if God will help us. He said, for ye are dead. Amen. How'd you know you're dead? You are dead. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm not. I'm sitting here breathing air. He said, you're dead. Bible said, you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Amen. You were dead. How do you know? Because Ephesians 2 says you were dead. And you trust by sin, ye are dead. Amen. Look over at it. Now I'm talking about a hiding place here. This hiding place that God put. I mean, I'm talking about a great miracle that God done that took place in me and you. In Ephesians chapter 2. Look what God says in verse 2. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He says in verse 1, said, you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Because you walk like the world. You talked like the world. You acted like the world. Amen. He said, among whom, verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation, the manner of life, the way that we live. He said, this is the way we all did. Praise God, without God. We all lived in wickedness and vileness. Our conversation times passed in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Amen? He said that's the way we all were, praise God. Just fulfilling the flesh, the desires of the flesh and the desires of our mind. But praise be to God. Now listen to what he said. He said, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. He said, nature made you do that way. Praise God, we were born old sinners, amen. Just like old King David, we were born, we were conceived in sin, amen. We're old sinners, praise God, by nature. And the children of wrath, even as others. But listen to what he says in verse 4. But God, amen. I like it when it says, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Amen. Wherewith he loved us. Me and you. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. In verse 10 says, and we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. He said, God began to do a marvelous work. He performed a miracle in me and you. Praise God. For ye are dead. We see, we've died out to what we used to be. Amen? I'm nothing like what I used to be. I don't know about you. You may still be what you used to be, but I'm nothing like I used to be. You wouldn't want to know what I used to be like. Amen? Let me rephrase that. I wouldn't want you to know what I used to be like. Amen? Because I was dead in my trespasses and my sin. But God, praise God, who is rich in mercy, have reached down to an old sinner like me. Praise God, and saved my dying soul from the devil's hell. Lifted me out, praise God, of that muck and mire. Put my feet on the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Give me a place and an attitude of heart and a direction to go and a path to follow. Praise God, and I'll pursue to the end of my days. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, if we could get a desire in our heart to chase after Jesus, praise God, like a beagle dog on a rabbit. Yeah. Amen. That's the way we ought to do, praise God. We ought to just hound the Word of God and the truth, praise God, like a little old beagle dog on a rabbit. I mean, praise God. Hey, listen, they'll chase that little old rabbit, and if they lose it, they'll make a circle, pick it up again, praise God, and go again. Amen. That's the way a child of God ought to be. Amen. Praise God, we ought to be like an old beagle dog on a rabbit. Just a chasing after Jesus, praise God. And I tell you what, He ain't hard to catch. Amen. You get to seeking Him while He may be found, praise God. And you'll have your time, for it won't take no time at all, praise God. And you'll be in the presence of the Lord. You'll be having you a shouting good time, praise God. Why? Because God loves us, He cares for us, and He wants to do mighty things for us. Amen. If we'll just let Him. I'm talking about our hiding place here. I'm talking about a radical change that takes place in the heart of people. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, he says, "Now, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, how do you know that you're a born-again believer? He said, because the Holy Ghost of God, He's directing your path. He's leading you, praise God, in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He's pointing you right in the right direction. Amen. He'll never lead you wrong. He'll never lead you astray. Praise God, He'll always point you in the right way. Amen. Amen. That'll bring honor and glory to the Father. I like it that way, don't you? Everything Jesus does for me and you, praise God, will bring glory to the Father. It'll magnify His name. Amen. But He says in Colossians chapter 3, in verse 3, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God." Now you think about, I'm talking about a hiding place. Our hiding place we have. He said, our life, praise God. Hey, we realized we was worthless, no account, dead in our trespass and our sin, and we needed help. Amen. But praise be to God. He said one day, glory should come by. He stirred with the Holy Ghost of hot. The hand of God come down through the Holy Ghost of God and stirred that part of our heart and said, you know what? God loves you and God wants to save you. God wants to do mighty, marvelous, a miracle down in your soul. Praise God. And something, hey, praise God, there's a bubble up down inside you. You fell on your face. You cried out. He said, oh, God, save me, a sinner. God moved in your heart. Praise God, took up His abode. Hey, praise God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, you died out to sin in the Lord Jesus Christ, and praise God, God took you up because He took the Son up and He hid the Son. Praise God, nothing can touch. Glory! Nothing can touch the Son of God. Amen. He's in a perfect hiding place. Praise God, the devil can't get to Him. The world can't get to Him. Nothing can get to Him. And praise God, you're hid in Him. Amen. Amen. Let the devil try to get to Him. Boy, that'll sink into you after a while, and you'll have your spell. Amen. About midnight tonight, that'll sink into you that you're hid in Christ, and He's hid in God. Let the devil get through that. Amen. I pray God, I'm telling you what, we've got a hiding place tonight, youngins. And praise God, it's out of this world. Amen. It's a place that's so spectacular. I'm talking about a great miracle that God took place for a child of the King. Amen. We're hid in Him. Praise His holy name. And because we're hid in Him, we know the Holy Ghost of God because it lives in us. Amen. If you're a child of God and you do something that's contrary to this word, amen, they something smite your heart. Hey, something right quick, fast, in a hurry, praise God. He said, whoa, wait a minute. That ain't right. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Hey, if this is not, hey, if Romans 8, 14, if it ain't in you, then you ain't got it. Amen? Amen. Hey, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying if the Holy Ghost of God ain't living you, directing your life, showing you what you need to do, showing you what you don't need to do, praise God, you've got no hiding place. You out there, you just hung out for the world, just beat up. Amen? But praise God, if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ and you've got a hiding place. Amen. If you don't have this, you don't have no hiding place. You have no hope of eternal life. You don't have no hope of eternal joy. You don't have no hope of eternal peace. You don't have hope of eternal joy, rejoicing in the Lord. If you don't have the Holy Ghost God. Holy Ghost, that's an important part of us. Because that's the part that's going to keep us, praise God. That's the part that's going to lead, guide, direct us. That's the part that's going to encourage us when we need encouraging. Amen. And if we've got Him, praise God, we've got it all. And if we've got Him, we've got the answer. That means we've become a new creature, a new creation. Amen. Hey, listen, if you've been born again, praise God, you're no longer, praise God, that old person used to be. You're no longer that old person that was like the world. Amen. You know that old, your conversation's changed. That place of dwelling's changed. Amen. Hey, listen, this is no longer your home. You're a sojourner, a pilgrim with the prospects of another land. Amen. God, praise God, like old brother, Father Abraham. He was just looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The little shack I got here, praise God, one of these days. One of the young'uns, I guess, or somebody will get it, and I'll go on out of here, but praise the Lord. That ain't my home. My home's over on the streets of glory. That place prepared. Amen. And one of these days, in just a little while, amen, in my hiding place, I'm going to see my God face to face. Praise the Lord. He said, for when Christ, who is our life, verse 4. Now you get that, when Christ, who is our life. I won't say, praise God, outside Lord Jesus Christ, you have no life. You're dead, remember? Trespass sin. Amen. He said, shall appear. Then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Amen. Hey, you're going to have a hallelujah time, praise God, when we see Him face to face. But now we're hid in Him and Him in God, and there ain't nobody that we have to worry about. Amen. If we just keep our focus on doing right, what's right in the eyes of God, amen, He's going to deliver us safe through here. Our journey, our passage is paid. Amen. As Brother Rex says sometimes, he's done got his bus ticket bought. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother J.R. Plemons, he said, he'll ask you, he said, how you going to heaven? Amen. We was sitting around on the porch. A big old porch there. There was probably 16 or 17 sitting on that big old porch at my wife's mom and daddy's. And J.R. Plemons and her dad had passed away. Old J.R. come up on the porch. You know old J.R. He started grabbing people by the hand, shaking her hand. He said, are you going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? And ain't nobody said a word. He said, you can say yes. I ain't getting a busload up today. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we need to know, praise God, that our destination's heaven, and we're heaven bound with the hammer down, and we're not going to hesitate. We're not going to go back. Praise God, we're going to stay with God all the way to the end of the way. And when the world rises up around us, praise God, we're just going to focus more and go with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When old Shepherd Zion pulls up, praise God, we can just ride it on out of here. Because we know the captain. Praise the Lord. But if the Holy Ghost ain't in you, if we don't know Him, then you don't have a hiding place. You don't have that whole hope of eternity. But there's an answer for that. There's knowing that you're a child of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, we got the answer. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, ain't it amazing how the Holy Ghost of God writes that? He didn't say, if any man know Christ. He didn't say, if any man could have an idea who Christ is. See, there's a lot of people today think, well, I know who Jesus is, so I'm going to be okay. But if we don't know Him as our personal Savior, He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he might be a new creature. No, he is a new creature. Amen? Not he might be. Not he could be. Might he? Not he. Now listen to this. Not that he might want to be. Are you hearing me? Amen. There's a lot of people that would like to be, but there's a whole lot of people that ain't. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I is. That may not be perfect English, praise God, but I'm glad I is a child of King. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. See, when we get born again, we become a new creation. God don't just take this old man and try to remold it. God remakes us from the inside out. He takes out that old stony heart and He puts in a heart of flesh. I don't know about you, I'm tender-hearted. Used to, I wasn't. Used to, I could care less. I wouldn't have cared if I hurt your feelings. I wouldn't have cared if I hurt your feelings. I wouldn't have cared. But anymore, I don't hurt nobody. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell them the truth. Because, hey, that ain't going to hurt them. It ain't going to hurt. You know truth won't hurt you. I know it might bust your bubble, but the truth will not hurt you. It won't. The truth will set you free. It'll give you, praise God, knowledge and wisdom to make an informed decision. Amen. And we need some informed decisions in the day and hour we live. Amen. Hey, we need some informed decisions. We need to know, praise God, the kind of world that we're living in. We need to know the kind of people that we're around. We need to know, praise God, the kind of God we serve. He's a great and a mighty God. Amen. He offers us a hiding place. But He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Have you ever noticed, I don't know about you, a lot of the old things you used to do, they're not important no more. Have you noticed? It is for me. I mean, I used to love to hunt and fish and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you can ask my wife, I lived and hunted and breed hunting and fishing. I did. I was scouting from the time deer season ended, amen, to it come back in. I was scouting for deer, I was scouting for turkey, and if I wasn't scouting for deer and turkey, I was a fishing. Amen. But now we still went to church. If we was at the lake, we'd go down on Friday evening as soon as I got off work. We'd load up everything, car, we'd go to the lake, we'd go down and we'd fish Friday evening, we'd fish Saturday morning, we'd fish Saturday evening, and we'd load up and we'd head to the house so we'd get to the house of God on Sunday morning. Sometimes, praise God, if the fish were biting, the stripes was jumping real good. Amen. We might even do a little night fishing on Saturday night. Amen. We'd put the lanterns out. We'd put the boat out. But praise God, about dawn of the morning, praise God, we'd head towards the dock. We'd have the young'uns ready. We'd throw them in the car and head to the house of God. Amen. All those, but praise God, when God called me to preach, God put a responsibility on me. God put a burden in my heart to study. God put a burden in my heart to go down to the Bible college and, man, just study the Word, just fill my soul full. Praise God, something changed in me. It's like I grabbed another gear. Amen. Now, I still like doing those things, but I don't have a burning desire. There's a different desire now. You say, well, preacher, you mean if we get saved, we can't fish? I'm not saying that. I'm saying, praise God, if that's what you love to do, keep doing. I did. I was saved. I loved the Lord, but amen, it didn't interfere with the house of God. Amen, my worship time, that was important. Praise God. He said, all those old things are passed away when we're hid, when we got a hiding place. Now, He's talking about those old things being passed away. They're talking about that old lifestyle we used to live. Hey, remember, are you still living the same lifestyle you used to live? I believe everybody in there, I believe every person in here, amen, is living a different lifestyle than you used to live. Amen. We used to have a loose lifestyle, didn't we? Amen. A loose lifestyle. Praise God, our lifestyle's tightened up. We're not that person we used to be. Why? Because you're a new creation. See, the devil don't want that, he don't want you to recognize that. But I'm telling you what, I've seen change in every one of you. Amen. For the glory of God. That lifestyle changed. Those habits have changed. Habits, things, some of them old habits we used to have, praise God, we don't have them no more. God took them away. He said, hey, He give us, hey, praise God. He said, hey, listen, you know, you don't need that to stimulate you. You don't need that to keep you going. You don't need that to satisfy you. He said, I got all you need. Amen. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I'll set you a table. You pull up a table. He said, I'll fill you so full you'll forget about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because He's got a hiding place for us. See, we're missing out when we don't run to the hiding place, which is in Christ Jesus, which is in God. He said, behold. He said, hey, pay attention and observe. He said, all things are become new. He said, pay attention. He said, in case you ain't noticed, everything about your life's becoming new. That word become new means to be caused to be. He said, everything in your life is being caused to be new. It's not what it used to be. Amen. The old devil, he'll try to deceive us. He'll say, well, you know what? You're not doing what you used to do, and you're not happy. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. We can do things, praise God. I told them today we got to be part of that baptizing they had today. They had a dear brother at 74 and his little wife at 73. Praise God, they had been saved and got a lot of health issues. She had 5 bypasses and he's got some form of cancer. May not be around very long, but they decided they wanted to follow her. But praise God, the Lord, in believer's baptism, we opened up prayer, a baptismal to them. They come up here today and praise God, because we are children of God, God blessed us enough to be a part of that baptism. Got to see that brother and sister go down into that watery grave, come out shouting the praises of God. Amen. Little old lady come out of there, glory to God, with God all over her, whooping and shouting and praising God for the glory of God. Yeah. Amen. And if all things weren't becoming new, if I hadn't have got in, praise God, when I did, I wouldn't have got to be part of that. If we ain't very careful, we'll sit back on our stool and do nothing and waiting on some God to just grab us and jerk us in, and we'll miss out on everything He's got for us. Amen. But boy, I tell you what, when you just get in and you just get looking and get to looking for the Lord, when we get to expecting Him to show up, praise God, He just comes by on purpose. Amen. Pulls us into that hiding place, just loves on us real good. Amen. I tell you what, ain't nothing like it. Takes us into His hiding place. Amen. Which is in Christ and in God. And He says, all these things that we see, He said, they are become new. And He says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Amen. I want to say, praise God, when Christ the Lord presents the church to the Father, He's not just going to go in there with you by Himself and say, yeah, they're all out there. I just want to come tell you they're all out there. No, sir. He's going to march us up into the presence of a holy God and He's going to say, Father, here they are. Amen. He said, here they are. Praise God. And said, you count them, I ain't lost the one. Amen. Glory to God. He said, we'll usher us in, right? Hey, because when we see Him, praise God, we're going to see Him just like He is, and we're going to be with Him. Amen. Because we are hid. We've got a hiding place in Him. Praise the Lord. And when God the Father, listen to this, I'm done. When God the Father sees the Son, He sees me and you if we're a child of King. Amen. See, when God the Father sees me and you, He can't see the flaws because He's blinded by the Son. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Son's in His eyes. Praise God. That's all He can see. And when we're presented, you'll get a hold of this, praise God, like I did. Hey, this is special. We have a hiding place in Lord Jesus Christ, in God. Bless His holy name.